like to look at some familiar scriptures. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, about David when he faced Goliath. And this is a remarkable account how God blessed David with a great victory. But I think there's a lot of elements in this account to help us in our battles that we face. And we'd like to look at some of those today. David was the youngest son of Jesse. The three oldest brothers were fighting in Saul's army. And the Philistines had encamped against the children of Israel. And Goliath was their champion. And for 40 days he came out. He said, "Send me your champion and we will fight. And if I kill him, you'll be our slaves. If he kills me, we'll be your slaves." And there was a lot of fear because Giant was a great, he was a giant. He was big. And have we ever faced some giants in our life? Something that was a lot bigger than us. I think we all have. But we'll pick up in verse 28. It said, "And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." So I want us to notice here that there was some accusations that came against David. And I believe there will be some opposition also when we're following the Lord and seeking His will and wanting to do the things that He wants us to do. Sometimes there's going to be some opposition. Some of the opposition came from his own brother. And then this comment from Saul, the king, said, you're not able to do that. So those are some of the things that David is facing. And then when he actually confronted Goliath, Goliath accused him also. He hurled some comments about taking his life and things of that nature. So I believe we in our life, sometimes the enemy will come, especially if we're making progress or taking steps towards God and to do the will of God. Sometimes there's going to be some things that kind of, we wonder where they came from. Where'd that come from? And the enemy comes against us. There's a scripture that talks about when the enemy comes in like a flood. There's times where, and we know what a flood is, a flood just They had a bad one in Texas this year. It's overwhelming sometimes, a flood, and that's the way the enemy can work against our minds and hearts sometimes. It seems like an overpowering flood that's coming against us, and many times the closer that we get to the will of God, and the closer that we're, sometimes the greater the opposition is going to be. So we want to, we don't want to allow those things to hinder us from following the course that God wants us to take. But we want to mark it down and to recognize that when we're going towards the Lord, we're following Him, that sometimes there's going to be some opposition that comes against us. And it doesn't mean that we're wrong or we've done wrong. It just, we've got an enemy to face and to battle. And I feel like that's very important for us to remember in our battles also. He goes on and he said in verse 34, "And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." So David had this working for him that he had conquered some battles. The Lord had given him some victories. But what do we remember also before this? That David, the Lord had already anointed David. Before this, Samuel the prophet came and he anointed David. So David had the Lord's favor in his life. David had been blessed of the Lord. The Lord had been blessing David. And David, I believe, recognized that. His brother accused him, said, "Will you just come down to see the battle? You're irresponsible. You left those... Your job is small. You only got a few sheep, and you left them." And so that was demeaning to him. But David recognized that his father had sent him. He recognized, when you read earlier in the chapter, you'll find out that David's father, Jesse, was up in years, and he sent his eldest son's provision and their captain. He sent them cheeses and breads and those sort of things, and to check on his brothers, see how they were doing. So David, he recognized that, "I'm not here on my own. I'm not here because I wanted to be here. I'm here because the Lord sent me." You know, that's very important in our battles also. We're no match for the giants in our life. We don't have the skill. We don't have the capabilities to fight against the overwhelming giants that we'll encounter through life. But if we have the Lord's presence, if the Lord has been anointing us and working through our lives, then we can have a confidence that the Lord will help us in this battle also. And that gave David's heart encouragement. He said, "I killed a lion, I killed a bear." And he said, "The Lord will help me with this Philistine giant also." Now let's read on down in verse 38. "And Saul armed David with his armor, And he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off from him. Now, I want to get from this, maybe there's other things we can derive, but there is a temptation when we face in the battles of life, there is a temptation to fight in our own, with our own human strength, our own thoughts. There's a temptation to fight our battles that way. But David said, I haven't used these. I haven't proved them. And another thing, and you know, we can tell in times, you know, through experience, I haven't won every battle. I don't know about you, but I've been whooped a few times. I didn't come out as well as I'd like to have. But through those experiences, we can learn, what did I do wrong? You know, what was the cause of me failing in this battle that was raging against me? And we can begin sometimes to see patterns. We see things, places that we've failed, and by the grace of God, we can improve upon those things and recognize that God, I believe the Lord, there's victory in the Lord. I believe there's power to overcome all the powers of the enemy, but it's only going to be through Him. It's only going to be through His power and through His blessing in our lives. It's not within ourselves. The Lord needs a willing heart. He needs a yielded blessing. I mean, a yielded vessel. But it's not always going to be on our terms and in our way. We've got to, and I believe David recognized that. I believe he said, I'm not here on my own. I'm not here. The Lord sent me here. And these things, and it encouraged his faith and strengthened his faith. Even though giant Goliath was a man of war from his youth. It says in verse 40, it says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now, there's a scripture that talked about some left-handed warriors that could hit a hair's breadth with the sling and with the stone. They practiced at it. They worked at it. And I'm sure David practiced, but that's not what David's faith and trust and confidence was in. That's what he knew. That's what he used. He used what he knew. He used what he had on hand, but his confidence was in the Lord. And we'll read that as we go on down. What does the stones represent? What would the stones represent to us in our battle? What do we fight with? Our spiritual battles, huh?
Prayer.
Huh?
Scripture.
The Word of God. Jesus, in his 40 days of trial and temptation, he fought the enemy with the Word of God. He used the Scriptures. And that's what we are dependent upon when we face our challenges in life. Through prayer, we want to seek, what is God wanting to say to me? What is God What scripture is he wanting? And I believe the Holy Spirit is faithful to bring a scripture to our hearts and to our minds. And I've had it happen many, many times. And it's like, wow, where did that come from? That's what I need. That's the Holy Spirit. You don't know. You know, Jesus said, you see the wind, you don't know whence it cometh or whither it goeth. That's the way the Holy Spirit is. We don't see the Holy Spirit. We don't always feel him, but he'll bring the scriptures to our mind. And that's our stones. That's what we want to use in our battles. And sometimes we stand on it. We declare the word. We speak the word of God that he inspires to our hearts and our lives. And there's power in that. You know, when God created the earth, He spoke the word, and it was. He spoke. And I believe when the Holy Spirit is given us, we can use the scriptures in a carnal way. We can use them in a wrong way. But when it's done in humility and the Holy Spirit is giving those things to us, it will hit the mark. It will hit the mark. It will give us the victory that we need in our lives. It will give us the strength and the fortitude when the Word of God comes to us. It will give us strength and stability and help, and it will help us to overcome all the power of the enemy. So I like to think of the stones as being the Word of God, the Scriptures. Another Scripture in the New Testament talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's what we fight with. When thoughts that are contrary to what the Scriptures teach come to our mind, we've got to cast those things down by the Word of God. And Jesus, you know, those thoughts came to Jesus. Those things, there was temptations that came to his mind. And he gave the Word of God. He quoted the Word of God. And it gave him power. It gave him the ability to overcome. There's power in the Word. There's power. This isn't just an ordinary book. I know sometimes if we're not in right relationship with God, and I've been there too, it's like reading a newspaper. All it is information. But when you're in right relationship with God and your heart is seeking after Him, the Scriptures become life to us. And they give us direction and they feel the need in our battles of life. And we want to seek the Lord to hear, Lord, what do I do? How do I handle? How do I walk in this battle? How do I, you know, I believe too the Lord knows the things that we face before we ever get there. And I believe the Lord prepares us. I've had it happen different times in my life. I've had it where the Lord would give me a scripture a week or two ahead of time. And boy, was it what I needed. And it's just like, the Lord knows. The Lord knows. And He can prepare us ahead of time. If we're walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, and He can prepare us for the battles that are in front of us. So David, it said, and he drew near to the Philistine. Now, what do you think of that thought? He walked towards his battle with trust and confidence that God, in other words, he faced what was in front of him. And I believe the Lord can help us to do that. He drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. So here's this giant decked out with all this armor. And then he's even got a guy that's got a shield. in front of them, in front of that. And David's walking out with a sling and a stone. You know, it says the natural man comprehendeth not the things of the Spirit. That looks like suicide. That looks like distraction. That's what it looked like to Saul. You're not able to do that. But all these things, David's anointing, the victories that God had already given to him, all these things, being sent by his father, all these things came together, which represented that he was in the will of God. David was in the will of God for his life. And that's where our victory comes to. When we are in the will of God, we're doing the things that the Lord wants us to do, we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that's a great combination for victory in our lives. It says, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, here comes the comments again. Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give my flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. You know, Goliath represents to me the fullness of self-confidence. Goliath had confidence, but it was a self-confidence. David had confidence also, but it was grounded not in his ability, but it was grounded in these things that he knew God, that he knew the Lord. You know, self-confidence, it can do a lot of things. It can take people a lot of places. But there will come a time when self-confidence by itself will fall. Self-confidence without the Lord's help. One place he said, the battle is not to the strong or to the swift, but they that wait upon the Lord would renew the strength. The Lord, he said, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I'm thankful the Lord has provided these things for us to be able to overcome. And I think this morning, if we'll take a step towards the things that stand in our way, the giants that we have fought. Sometimes it's battles within. It's us. Sometimes it's us. But when we take steps to humble ourselves and we begin to address and face our weaknesses or our failures, I believe the Lord sees that. He sees every step of faith that we take towards Him. The Scripture says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. And He'll do that. He'll be there. But we want to face those giants that come to us in life. He said, the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell down upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. You know, it's kind of easy to read about this in service this morning, isn't it? We got the air conditioners running. We got comfortable seats to sit in. But when we're facing the enemy, when the enemy is confronting us, Lord, help us today to apply these things that are in this battle that David used, that David prevailed. And he said the battle is the Lord's. The battle belongs to the Lord. And the Lord will help me. We want to recognize today that God is the God of battles. He's never lost a battle. And if we lose battles on our part, it's not really because God lost the battle. It's because somehow we were short in getting our directions, our instructions. God, I believe that this morning, that God never has lost a battle. And we want to remember that we're not in this alone, that the battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver us, he will give us victory. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. These things have been an encouragement to me, into my life, that the Lord can help us, enable us. And there's things here that were in David's, just through him seeking after God in his life, the Lord blessed him, and I believe the Lord will bless us too. But he does have, whatever we face, the Lord is able to help us, to see us through. He never promised it would always be easy. The Lord didn't promise that in the Christian life, that there would not. But actually, contrary rise. He said in the world there will be trouble. There will be difficulties. There will be tribulations. But he promised to be with us. Let's be encouraged this morning to seek the mind of the Lord. Let's be encouraged to seek his will and to focus our hearts, our attention, not trying to fight in our own strength. I mean, I've done that too. You just kind of grit your teeth and think you're gonna. Because the Lord has word for us. He has scriptures that we can fight with. And I thank him for this account. I'm thanking him for David. which was a type of Christ. And we know that Christ was victorious, and He is victorious. And He's our head. He's our Savior. He's our Keeper. And we have much to be thankful for this morning, for the victory that He gives to us. Pray for me.